It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So this morning I am thinking about the transforming power of forgiveness. You know, I will typically look at forgiveness in that, you know, there's that common saying that says, you know, forgiveness is less about the other person, it's more about you, because until you forgive the situation or forgive them for the situation, this will hold you down and hold you back. And while I believe that to be true, after reading in Luke 7 and 8 this morning, I'm looking at forgiveness from the other person's perspective. Like when you genuinely forgive a person, the transformation and release that is possible in their lives. And when, you know, this in particular is about Mary Magdalene. I knew that Mary Magdalene had a sinful past, but in Luke 8:2, I learned that Jesus cast out 7 evil spirits in her life. And I thought, wow, you know, that's 7 spirits. That's a lot. Yet this is the same Mary who would transform herself as a woman, who would grow in her faith such that she would bring spices to Jesus's tomb after his death, because she believed what he told her, which was that he would rise again. It's almost like Mary goes from the caterpillar to the butterfly. And that is the transformation that's not only possible in Mary's life. The scripture today is Luke 19:10. I, the Son of Man, have come to seek and save those who are lost. Today, I'm going to look at forgiveness from the other person's angle, from understanding the transformation that is possible after forgiveness. Finally, share this B moment because others also desire to be inspired.